Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, back. Oh, that's not over. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow-up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
get no way!
I did!
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration weekly broadcast and free intuitive reading. I am your host, Adam from Adam, and I am excited to be back on the airwaves on Blog Talk Radio with my dear friend, super soul sidekick, mentor, the glorious one and only Patsy Aguero, joining me live from Florida. Good evening, Patsy.
Hello, Adam. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I can't wait to talk to everybody and share what's been going on in this country and what's going on. And tell us what's really been going on with you.
Oh, man, Patsy, I turned 36 years old last week. So a lot has happened. It's been an amazing few weeks. I've been spending the past 3 weeks, I left Atlanta and went and hung out in New Orleans, and I was been down there for the past few weeks, so we apologize for not being able to have the show, and I've been getting a lot of emails and different inquiries about what's going on. Have we canceled? Are we ever coming back? But I've just been really busy handling some business, enjoying and celebrating my birthday. And Patsy, it's been really amazing. One of the things that I've been doing, what I think is natural for all of us when we have a birthday, we go into a moment of reflection, or at least for me. So I just really been reflecting on my life and what I've experienced these past 36 years and different areas of my life and where I would like to improve and where I may feel stuck at. But when I was down in New Orleans, I really been away from Atlanta for such a long time, I really begin to have this greater understanding and appreciation community and really seeing the value in having a strong network of people. And I'm telling you, Patsy, here in Atlanta, through like my meetup group and just through different jobs I've had, schools I've been into, I have been able to surround myself with some of the most beautiful, inspiring, motivating souls and personalities. And I just really felt that when I went away and got out of it, and I realized just how blessed I was, and not just how blessed I was in regards to the community, but being connected with people who are committed to their spiritual path, and they're committed to seeing you stay in line on your spiritual path. And I've just been in this humble appreciation for that these past few weeks. So I was excited. I've been so excited to get back on the airwaves because this is the online community. I meet individuals who listen to the show, and they're giving me such positive feedback of just what this represents to their week. And so community is important, Patsy, and it's just something that I've really been digesting and recognizing over the past few weeks, and I really want to begin to take that more serious and honor that. So anyway, but that's what's going on with me. I'm a few years older. I have a different age from the last time we talked, but I feel great, and I'm excited about my life, and I'm excited about all the opportunities for transformation and change that I'm going in. So what's happening with you, my friend?
Well, as usual, we almost parallel each other's life on a week-to-week basis without even having to talk. And some of you don't realize this, but Adam and I hardly talk during the week. You know, we might talk for 10 minutes and make sure we're going to be on the air. But we communicate on a wholly different intuitive basis. And this week I was, I did a class. An art class for a real specific kind of group. And I didn't know the people in this group. And I presented, you know, I'm really good about doing my lesson plans and everything. And I did a really fun art project with them and everything. And the results were not what I thought it was going to be. And they came from kind of a dark place. And finally, I guess the project was about an hour and 15 minutes or something. The last 15 minutes they were able to warm up to me and not consider me as a threat or trying to tell them what to do. At one point, I suggested, and I was a teacher, I was leading this seminar. I had said to this woman, why don't you try doing this? And she looked me straight in the face and said, don't tell me what to do. And I was like, whoa. And, you know, it was really interesting that after we did it, and they're real happy we did, and we're going to have a party next week and whatever. You know, I always have a chance to reflect back when I do these workshops and everything. And what came out of it for me was how fortunate, how blessed I am to have a sense of community of people around me. And people hear me, and I make a lot of jokes, and I tell stories, and I'm funny. But that doesn't mean that I'm not lonely. I have experienced in my life some very intense years of depression, years of suicide, years of loneliness and self-worth. And I've had to really work on developing that. And what has helped me and healed me was through spiritual means, you know, learning about God and knowing God and things like that. But when I realized what a strong sense of community I have around people that I have worked on building, I'm not saying somebody might say, well, you're lucky you do this and that. No, I really work at it. I work at trying to listen to people. I work at trying to be compassionate with people. I try to be that. And when I fall short of that, I call people and I make an amends to them. And I say, please forgive me. Forgive me for being so sensitive to your needs or whatever, rather than saying, they're wrong. I'm not going to be friends with them anymore and just throw them away. I work on being compassionate with people. And, you know, years ago in the Indian tribes and everything like that, Native American, they would banish people. If they did something wrong, they wouldn't talk to them. And the worst thing somebody can do to somebody is excommunicate them from the tribe, just act like they're invisible. That's the most painful thing you could do to somebody, is not being heard or not being listened to. And the most important gift that we can give to somebody is to look at them, put your hand on your heart and hear what they have to say, you know. And I learned that in my group, in my bereavement group, about putting your hand on your heart. And I might have mentioned it to our listeners before. But I think to have a group of people that accept you, that love you, and you have a sense of belonging. And it doesn't mean that you have to live in the same neighborhood. You could be across the United States. You could be across the world. And you'll have a friend that no matter how often you see them, you just pick up where you left off. You don't say, why didn't you call me? Why, you know, you just love them. And so I think once for me, when I turn up my love, because I think that we only deal with two main emotions, either you're dealing with fear or you're dealing with love. And one of the most fearful places you can go to is Facebook, okay? Because a lot of times people will look at Facebook and say, Betty Boo and Johnny whatever, they're all having a party and so-and-so's having fun. And what about me? I'm just sitting over here, you know, having none, you know? And a lot of people compare themselves with what they see in the social media, and it can create a real fearful sense of belonging. So we have to all think about how we can turn up the love. And what I've learned to do is when I see people, friends, they're in some party I haven't been invited to, I try to say, wow, it looks like they had a good time. And if I want to be more part of that group, then I need to say, hey, what's happening? What's going on? And include myself rather than sit around waiting for people to invite me. And it takes that pity party out of me, and it gives me a sense of belonging. And I think anybody that has one or two friends is really gifted. So I would love to talk about how it feels to be a part of a community. And I'm not talking about you belong to a country club or you belong to a golf club or you belong to a neighborhood. I'm talking about an emotional sense of community, a connection with people that's your, let's call it your tribe, you know, your peeps, whatever. So let's kind of talk about that night, how it feels to belong, and what do you do to encourage that so that you have that sense of support. What do you think about that, Adam?
You know, Patsy, I think that's a great topic and conversation for us to launch into this afternoon. And I love how you say you work at it. You don't just stumble upon it. But community support groups, they have to, you have to put forth the effort to maintain it, to support it, to grow with it. As humans, Patsy, it's natural for us to get irritated with other beings. We have these moments where we want to isolate ourselves, and especially those of us who are really, really committed to our spiritual path, we have a tendency to seek isolation. And there's a beautiful quote from Thomas Merton, and he says, for the man who can't do community, he needs to be aware of being alone. And for the person who can't be in community, they need to be aware of being alone. I mean, they need to be aware of the person who can't be alone, they need to be aware of community. But there is a healthy balance. But tonight I want to talk about the effort that one makes in putting forth maintaining a strong community. And you said it's not just being part of a club and being a member, but what about your support system? How have you ensured that you have people who you are authentic with, who you are transparent with, who are aligned on the same value path and ideals as you are, and that you don't just, it's not even just about, you know, holding each other accountable, like accountability group, but community is doing things together, being of service together, growing together, eating together, fellowshipping together. And whether it's two or three, it's just spending time. The human, we, like you said, we weren't made to be alone. We were designed to come alive when we have community. I think about all the unexpressed ideas, the unexpressed invention, the unexpressed genius revelations that weren't able to see the light of day because simply there was no one that could share it to. No one, people didn't have anybody just to say, hey, I'm thinking about this, and somebody could add to it. Or think about just how when you have two minds come together, the enthusiasm that you can give a person for life, and when somebody can share their joy with you. There's so much to get out of community, but it does take work. And I think a great topic tonight we could talk about is the effort that the individuals put in maintaining community and finding themselves in community and making sure that they've done all they can do to surround themselves, dialogue, or in situations where they can be community. So I say for me, Patsy, I've learned on a scale of 1 to 10, it comes easy to me, so I don't have to put forth a lot of effort, because I am naturally gravitate to bring people together and be in groups. So I give myself a 7, it's so natural to me. I don't have to put forth a lot of effort. I know other people that have to put more forth their effort, so they may have to put forth a 10 to find themselves in the community. When it comes to the effort for you, Patsy, what effort do you realize you have to put forth to stay in community, to build community? Or not just build, but stay in it and stay connected.
I'm going to tell the truth about myself to everybody that's listening, okay? I'm the person that I like the chase, but I don't like servicing the account, okay, once I get it. So, you know, I love to make a friend. I see him the first time. Oh, this is great. But then, you know, you need to call them or they need to call you. You need to meet up somewhere. You know, it takes an effort. And I really, I'm saying that I find that difficult for me to do, but I do it because I want to reap the rewards. And that's okay. What community is about. It doesn't, you know, it's real easy for me to glide in and say, great, I'll see you there. Yeah, call me for coffee, blah, blah, blah. But who do I call for coffee? Who do I say, would you like to do this? Who do I invite to, you know? So I really have to be really aware of that. And it's just in relationships. I used to date people all the time just for one or two times because I didn't want to service the account. I just wanted to meet them and, you know, have that instant, you know, attraction and then bye-bye. So I'm learning if I want to have some kind of solid love and support and community, it is work. It is effort. And I'm not saying it's hard work, but there is an action. It's not just the airy fairy. There is an action.
It's a follow up. It's a follow up.
A follow through. Good work. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm going to say,
Go ahead. Give your number.
I was just going to say I'm about a 7, I guess, because I do have to put some effort into it. So.
Yeah, and I would agree. I'll wait for things just naturally to bring me in line with people instead of taking time and making that effort. But you're right, Patty.
Right.
When I do it, it is such a payoff. Always a payoff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Always.
Yep.
All right. So let's join. Let's get our callers involved in this conversation because I'm so interested in hearing what they have to say and what their stories are. So, Patty, our first call tonight, the last four digits are 7483. Caller with the last four digits 7483. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Tanika, Mobile, Alabama. Hi, Adam. Hi, Patsy.
Hey, Tanika. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You sound real laid back tonight.
I am. I'm very comfortable.
Good. Oh, man. Now, let me ask you something. I've been to Mobile before. I went to school there. Anyway, that's where the University of South Alabama is, isn't it?
Yes, University of South Alabama.
Yeah, I went there for one day.
One day?
You know, one day I went to college there, and then I said, this isn't working for me, and I turned around and came back to Florida. That was pretty funny.
Oh, my passion.
Anyway, that's another story for another day. About 1 to 10, if 1 is it comes real easy to you, and 10, it's a little bit more difficult for you to kind of, you know, find yourself a sense of community. Where do you rate yourself on trying to find community?
You say 10 being the most difficult?
Yeah, 10 really takes a lot of effort for you.
10, you have to put forth the effort. You put forth a lot of effort. 10 is you make it, you do what you got to do. And 1 is
right.
you neglect it. You don't put forth any effort.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it mixed up. Well, that's good then. So it means you're really putting it out there trying to make a sense of community, right?
Yes.
Oh, good.
At first it was kind of draining because it felt like it was a lot of work, you know, with friends and all. And then I sat back not too long ago and I realized that I was a big help with some of my friends. When I thought that they were draining me, it was more so I was helping them than anything.
Well, that's real good. That's real positive. So, Tamika, I'm looking over these cards for you today, baby girl, and what I'm seeing right here is something that's very interesting. Can you put that radio down in the back or whatever's going on?
Yeah, hold on. Because I have
okay.
My earphones in, so hold on. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you, but I can hear that background noise. But I'll go ahead and talk, and we'll see how it works. What I'm seeing is happening, what I'm picking up for you is kind of a feeling of chaos and some confusion around you, okay? And it might seem like things aren't real clear right now. They're kind of muddy of, like, what your direction you have to go in or what's supposed to be going on. But guess what? This particular feeling is what you, is much needed for you right now. It's a jolt. Really, really gonna this confusion and stuff. It's what it is. It's stirring up things. It's almost like a birthing. Okay, and so you're going to be coming out of the dark, and you're going to be going into the light. Okay, so things are going to dramatically be shaken up right now. They're going to start falling away, all this crap that's been around you. And it's kind of like or a chicken and an egg or a little small seed, you know. For a seed to come out and break open, it takes a lot of effort and energy for it to do that. But once it emerges from that shell and it comes out of the dark, it really goes into the light. And it's all about the right timing. Okay, so when you're feeling like really vulnerable and shaking, like what the hell's going on here? I don't know all about this. Just be really still, because this is part of the process. Because it's clearing away the old junk and getting ready for a really new growth spurt for you. Okay, is that making sense to you?
It really does. Is there some... It's almost like you just explained a dream that I had. So. Yeah, it makes a lot
really.
Of sense.
Well, I just want you to know this is a dawn of a real new day for you, okay? And it's time for you to move on. And you would not have been given this opportunity if it wasn't the right timing. But it's real important for you to stay awake right now, Tamika, because it's important for you to breathe and for you to stay awake, because stuff is going to show up really fast. You're on the e-ticket at Disney World right now. It's starting to shake the process, and you're like, oh, my God, it's too scary. And then all of a sudden, bum, bum, it's just going to open up, and you're going to go, yes. So just stay in there, because I'm glad you had a dream about that, because that dream is more of your intuitive side coming to you while you're sleeping. And that's what it's about.
Okay.
It's a new beginning for you. So I'm going to turn you over to Adam and see what he sees. Adam, are you there?
Yeah. Well, hey, Tanika. What I'm seeing, I feel like what Pat, I'm seeing actually the exact same thing Pat is saying, but I feel like the topic that I keep feeling it's about in regard of is dealing with a work situation or career situation. But that area, that situation, and I feel like you're feeling very like super frustrated. But the frustration is what Pat, I feel like what Patsy described with that chick hatching with that egg, putting forth the effort, and you're going to come out of it. And I feel like you may be taking some offense at individuals or people, but you're going to realize that it's not necessary. And it may not even be offense at people. It could just be taking offense at the universe, just feeling like this sense of, why am I going through this? Why is this so hard for me, this area of my life? But you're going to be just like Pat said, you're going to realize, oh, my God, everything was setting me up to be just where I want it. So I really want to encourage you to hang in there and persevere. Perseverance.
Okay.
A guy told me yesterday, perseverance is one of the most beautiful things and the most necessary and most valuable traits a person can take on. And for you, that's what I really have to encourage and just I just can't stress it enough. You have to persevere through these next few weeks, but it's all going to make so much sense to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your Thursday with us, and we look forward to hearing an update from you.
And you sure will.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 8935. Caller, the last four digits, 8935. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Sue, and I'm calling from Canada.
Hello, Sue. How's it going?
Okay. How are you?
Good. What city are you in?
I'm in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. I've never been there. Have you got warm weather yet?
Yeah, it's actually finally warm here.
Oh, good. Because I'm sensing a little bit of a chill still hanging around you up there, but I'm glad you're telling me it's a little warmer.
Yeah.
So, Sue, have you been listening to our conversation about
community?
Okay.
I have.
Would you share us, if one being difficult and up to 10, how much energy are you willing to put into it to form community? What on that scale?
I have a real hard time with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you think that is?
I'm just introverted.
Uh-huh. And, you know, it's interesting you say that because when I was saying at the end of that conversation, it could just be two people. It could be three people. It doesn't have to be like join a club or all that stuff. And even if you, you know, find someone and maybe you're visiting somebody at the hospital and you go to the lobby, you sit next to somebody and you can find some common thread of just how's your day. And I've been trying to do that with people that are clerks at the store or something like that. And I'm amazed at how much people want to share, you know, if I could be still long enough to listen. And when we can get our ego out of the way and not be so fearful and ask God to help you take that step, you'll be surprised at what kind of value you'll get out of that, you know.
I think that's a great idea. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I do it to total strangers now. I'm having a time doing that. It's interesting that this card that I pull for you, I work from several decks of cards when I'm talking on the phone, and I try to listen to what the people say so I can pick up on some kind of energy. And this is right on for you. This is all about, you know, that saying like a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step. Well, and it takes, you know, little steps to complete the whole journey. So, but you're still progressing, you know, toward a common goal. And so what this card is about is any kind of relationship we have with two separate people, it's all about uniting with them, finding a common bond, and then working together for a common goal. And the working together is to make a friend or to make some type of relationship, whether it's you're going to have somebody that will walking partner or somebody you have a lunch with or somebody you get to know at the library. It doesn't have to be a sexual relationship or a love, you know, that kind of love relationship, but just to know that you're not alone on this planet, okay, that you can walk the walk with somebody else. And then we get to learn things about the other person, and then the dance starts to unfold once we start learning and getting a little bit from each other. So how it doesn't work is it doesn't work by, you know, hanging a sign on your door and say out of town and you're not answering the phone and you know, you move to a different country. That's not how it's going to work, because the bottom line, you can't hide from the truth, okay? So you're going to have to be a little bit more honest about how you're feeling and show up for who, all right? So you need to say, okay, this is who I am, and yeah, I'm afraid or I'm introverted, but I'm going to do something like I've never done before and take that baby step and see what happens. But, you know, you're going to stumble, you know, and you're going to say, that crazy lady on the phone, she doesn't know what she's talking about, and you want to quit. But I'm asking you, before you storm off the dance floor and shut the door behind you, just kind of stand back and watch Sue and how you operate. You could be like the hawk watching Sue in relationships, what you really do, you know. And forgive me for peeling back some of that onion skin right now with you, okay? But
mm-hmm.
This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that you're ready. You're totally ready to take a step out there. And I can't wait to talk to you again, because I think some stuff's going to really unfold for you now. You know, it's kind of like once you open that door of willingness just to crack, a lot of stuff will start flowing in. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, I pulled another card, and it's the Ace of Cups, which is all about emotion, okay? And when you pull an ace in a lot of tarot decks, it means like the hand of God is coming out of the clouds and saying, you know, pass go, collect $200, go for it, do all this stuff. And this is about emotions, this particular card, and it's also about love. So pulling this card is telling me you're open and you're ready, and you got all the powers that be behind you pushing you through the door. So are you getting that? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes. Can I ask what the first card was?
For the first, it's a whole different deck of cards. It's a Tao deck that I use, and it's called Development. Okay.
Oh.
And
okay.
It's not a tarot card, but and then I have a lot of literature that I read before I come to this particular reading.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that deck, so I know which card you're talking about, and that's great.
Yeah,
it's a great card. Wow.
It's beautiful. So it's beautiful that you. It's just what we were talking about. So
yeah.
Anyway, we promise that you'll let us hear from you, because I do have a feeling that you're right on that precipice and ready to fly. So I wish you the best, and let's over to Adam.
Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Do you have a teenage daughter or son?
No, I've got a little one.
Okay. You just have a little one? Okay, then good. Then I wanted to rule that out before I go into what I was seeing, which is a very same thing that Patsy was talking about. But I want to just add a little bit more. I feel like I may have seen a little more in depth to that. And what I was seeing is that you already know exactly what you're about to embark upon or what you're about to start. I feel like it's some project, whether it's a new job or going back to school or your own business, but you're very clear on it. But I feel like you hit pause. You hit pause on it or suspended it for now. And either you're waiting for some inspiration to get back to it or to pick it back up, and you're just waiting for it. But I feel like what I'm picking up is that you're going to have to just do it, because you made a commitment to do it, and you cannot have any fear of making a mistake. You can't have any fear of it's the wrong time. You can't have any fear of, well, this may not be it, or where's the energy at. You just have to do it. Whatever this thing is that you were going to start or almost started, you got to follow through with it. It is going to pay off one way or another. Either you're going to learn a valuable lesson about yourself you didn't know. It's going to open up a network with other people that you need to know. But you got to just do it, despite without waiting for the feeling or the inspiration or waiting for the movement to happen to make you want to do it. You're just going to have to do it because you say you're going to do it. Does that resonate with you a little bit too?
I'm kind of wondering if that's about my relationship that's been on pause.
I felt like it was more so about a project or something. It could be about a relationship. That relationship could be your project. Is the person you in an air sign?
No, he's a Taurus.
Okay. Then I feel like this is more so about your personal development and some projects that you may have committed to in the past or introduced to but haven't followed through with yet.
Okay.
But I will encourage you to be courageous and go out there and start really focusing on your work or your business. There's some skill or something that you really need to be, you thought about it, you may have started, it may come to you after you get off the phone, but I'm confident that I'm tuning into it. But I feel like, and your pause may be organic, but I feel like it's time for you to get back into it. Put your focus back there and move full forward with it. Put the car back in drive and go after it.
Okay. Can I ask what you see coming for me for my relationship?
Some decisions have got to be made. Some critical decisions have got to be made. And deciding whether or not, what is that going to be? What do you want to get out of that? And is that a relationship that can give you what you want? And that gives some ultimatums and stuff.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Sue. Have a great night. Thank you for sharing
you
your
too.
Evening with us.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 7041. Call the last four digits 7041. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, caller with the last four digits 7041. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
7041, last four digits.
All right, our next call in the last four digits are 9840. Call in the last four digits 9840. You're
Hello.
Live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The person.
My name is Charlotte. I'm calling from Alabama. Can you hear me okay?
Charlotte?
Yes, I'm saying Charlotte.
And you're calling from Alabama. All right.
Yes.
I think Alabama's real popular on our scale tonight. We have one from Mobile and now from Charlotte. Well, not from Charlotte. What city are you in?
I'm in Phoenix City.
Oh, my family's from Anniston.
Okay, that's for the north. Yeah, that's north.
All right, Charlotte, I just want to say you've been listening to us talking about a sense of community, okay? So how willing are you, from a 1 to 10, how willing are you to really reach out to somebody and form a sense of community with people?
Not very. If the energy's right, I am. But only if the energy's right. I don't deal with people like that in this area that much. Actually,
yeah.
I don't know a lot of people in this area
mm-hmm.
because the energy's not there. It's a low conscious level here.
Well, do you have a support group that you talk to on the phone or someplace else that you feel you're supported?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about. It doesn't have to be in your immediate vicinity, but as long as you have that you're not, you know, an island in this world unto itself, you know.
I'm glad you have that. I have a good network, a very good network, actually.
I love that word network. I do. I think that's really important. Charlotte, what I'm seeing, this is coming through really strong, and it's probably talking to me too, but it's all about what you're feeding yourself right now for a sense of good well-being, okay? So you can have a sense of freedom from disease and stuff like that. And so it's all about, you know, we have to, the way we are and the way we present ourselves to people is just a combination of, you know, body, mind, and spirit. But when that's out of balance, okay, we can lose our joy and our peace, all right? When it's all in balance, you're going to feel that joy and peace. So if you're eating, you know, junk food or whatever, or you're grazing, you know, like sometimes I'll just pull my chair up to the buffet and just start grazing, you know.
I do need to improve my eating habits. That's very true. But I am.
Yeah, so this is. Yes, you go ahead, honey.
I've been seeing this person, and all of a sudden, he had some issues going on, and we have not been speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what's going on there? Are we going? It's been about 6 days or so since six days or something. There's not really been any communications. We were talking on a daily basis. We were seeing each other. And I know he has some issues going on. So what's going on with this? Is it, where is it?
Well, the card I just pulled when you said that, because most of the stuff that has come up for me is all about you and about your joy and your happiness. But I did pull this card, and I can't read the other person without their permission, but I can tell you in this particular card that I brought up is a card of cups, which is about love and also about emotions. And it's telling me that you really need to get your ducks in a row. It's more about you not being specific than about them. Okay, and it's you getting some clarity, what you want out of a relationship, what you're willing to put forward, you know, to make that relationship work, and that's what we were talking about, that sense of community. And maybe you think you're putting enough effort and it's not enough, but I think the person is trying to read you and what's going on with you, and it looks like you're not really, really clear about what you want. So maybe you need to sit back a little bit tonight or tomorrow and write some stuff down. What's important with you in this relationship and why you want it and what you want out of a relationship, and see if you can talk to the person if they're willing to talk to you, and see if you are on the same level with a lot of values and things like that. Because that's the big common denominator, your values. If they're off, it's not going to work. You have to have, you know, some common denominator. And usually the values are the things that usually will connect with people. So that's what I'm picking up. It's not, it's about you taking an inventory of yourself on this one. You know, I don't think it's anything you've done, but I think it's what you haven't done that they're backing off. I think you just got to get a little clear. Do you think you've been a little wishy-washy or kind of ambivalent
no,
in this relationship?
He's more wishy-washy than I am. He's much more wishy-washy
mm-hmm.
than I am.
Yeah.
He's he's the more wishy-washy one.
Yeah, so you're going to have to state what it is you want and get it out of him, what he's going to be willing to put in there, because I don't see this thing going anywhere, to tell you the truth. And I think that it might be one of these things that you go, thank you, bye-bye. And put your energy
okay.
into somebody that cares about you, you know. But
okay.
just step back and watch a little bit. The action's going to speak a lot more than anything else.
Okay.
What about you, Adam? What do you see on this?
Well, you know, Patsy, I do see definitely someone not being clear with what they want long-term at all. I'm also seeing someone very occupied and very busy, like just really, really, whether it's legit busy, but they're just not focused on a relationship right now. And I think, Charlotte, that's the individual you're inquiring about. Their attention just doesn't seem to be where your attention is right now. And I do feel like it's going to come back around, and I would encourage you to really put forth the effort of being a friend again to the person and letting it build from there with no pressure, no sense of pressure, and giving it a more chance to let it organically evolve with a sense of just trusting that this is a good person and you like who they are and you want to enjoy them without thinking long-term, because it's a long-term conversation, it's the strong commitment conversation that is causing too much discontentment and discord. And that way that person may have kind of backed off, possibly. I'm
but
not really
he's the one that always talked the long. He's always the one that talked the long-term relationship.
Uh-huh.
He's always been the long-term. He brought it. I never brought it up, actually. He always did.
Yeah. Well, I would just encourage you, when they come back, just focus on being a friendship. Focus on being a friend. Because they still have another long-term relationship they got to really close out and get closure on.
Oh, I see. Dang, we've been together 3 years and he still hadn't closed that one out? Okay. That's interesting.
Okay, thank you.
So, all right, Charlotte, have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 3969. Call it the last four digits, 3969. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Shakira. How are you?
Hey, can you repeat your name, honey?
Yes, I'm Shakira LaBorde.
Shakira?
Yes, I spoke to you guys. It's been a while. I think I spoke to you the first time that I called in, and I haven't spoken to you since. And I have been dialing in and not really been able to speak to you guys because sometimes the sessions didn't occur. But I'm really excited that I'm able to talk to you tonight.
Oh, good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. Awesome. 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 Well, sweetie, where do you think that you stand from 1 to 10 on forming a sense of community, and 10 being that you really make the effort and 1 meaning you're like, eh, you don't try that hard?
I think I'm at a 9 or a 10. I'm really trying to form a community. I've joined a couple of Facebook groups, a couple of meetups in my area to meet people who are like-minded. I've signed up for Adam's group that meets on, I think, Wednesdays and Five Points, but I haven't been able to make it because of work. But I really am super committed to finding groups of like-minded people that I can communicate with, network with, and just form relationships with.
Well, it sounds like that you really are putting that out there, you know. So I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to look at these cards a little bit. Something's trying to come through for me right now, and I'm getting something else psychically other than the cards. So I don't have the time right now to pull it out. If it comes up, I'll read through it. Basically, what I see what's going on with you is some kind of financial problems that have come up, and that this is a time for you to really put your hands out and get ready to receive, because there's going to be a big turn in finances for you. Are you going to be getting some kind of promotion or something at your job that you know of?
Well, I mean, my boss loves me, and she's been the most supportive person ever. So I know she wanted to hire me in at a particular price range, but HR mm-hmm. didn't approve it. And she said that she really wants me there, and she's very happy I'm there. So I'm assuming that she gave me a raise this year, but I'm assuming that next year she'll give me a better raise. But recently, there's a lot going on. And I remember the first time I spoke to you guys, Adam told me that, and you actually told me that there was a lot going on in my life. I was a goddess. I, you know, had a lot going on in terms of
mm-hmm,
my
mm-hmm.
intuitive ability. And Adam told me to be very patient with my partner. And so right now I'm going through a sort of a flux where I just started a second business where I'm a travel agent. And so I'm expecting more income and revenue to come in through that, because a lot of people are interested, and I've set up my business account, and I'm able to accept payments through debit and credit. So I'm expecting that to flourish. So there's a lot going on right now, for sure.
Well, of the seven cards that I drew here, one, two, three of them are about money. Okay, and one of them is that you're real, real, real persistent about not giving up. You have a real good spirit about that. The other one is you making a plan. You really need to get some kind of go to a bank and go get a specific plan, a business plan, have somebody help
yes.
you. And I think
yes.
it's going to be a younger man that's going to help you. Okay, and he's almost going to
okay.
mentor you, and it's all going to be free. You don't even have to pay for it, but they want your business, so he's going to mentor you through this. So look for this younger guy that's going to help you with the business. Also, your talent, your intuitive talent is real, real high right now, okay? So there again, you got another plan that has to be made. Just like a businessman, you've got to make a plan of what you want to do with this intuition. Like you said, you're going to join that group. You need to find a way that you can get there and be a part of that community, because I think that's going to really support you. Plus, it's going to give you a lot of people that's going to help you with your business, you know. So that networking
okay.
there is going to really help you, Shakira. So I would really, really make an effort to get there, because all these cards look really good with your talent and your money, which looks really, really good. So I'm going to turn this over to Adam, and I just think there's a star shining on you right now. How about you, Adam?
Well, I'm picking up a bunch of different things. I just want to focus on one. I do see you putting forth a lot of effort, like your ability to take charge and to make things happen, and your optimism is phenomenal. Your optimism is very contagious, and I'm excited to see that. But I do feel like I'm picking up something of neglect, okay? I don't know what area it is, but it's overwhelming when I lay these cards out. There's like a gentle warning that the spirit wants me to say to you about, be careful that you're not neglecting something of some importance. And I don't know if that's regards to your health or if that's
yes.
regards to your relationship
yes.
with your significant other. Go ahead.
Both. I think you're right, Adam. And you told me this before, and I'm at a crossroads, because I don't know if I want to. I've been married for 19 years. Whether I want to let that go, because I can't be myself and like develop my intuitive abilities and be parts of the communities that allow me to explore that with a husband who is a Jehovah's Witness and all of that entails. But you're right. It's both my and there's also other stuff going on, and so whether I need to, I'm definitely struggling with the marriage and my health. I'm trying to focus on my health, so I don't think that's as much of an issue because I'm working out and eating better, but I need to do more because I know I can.
Well, I want to really encourage you, Shakira. I don't have the answers for what you need to do with your relationship or your health, but I do know this. It came up in the reading. You need to stop, take a break. Go either speak to a counselor, speak to a trusted friend, but sit down and make a decision about what are you going to do, because you're a lot of energy is leaking out of you, and you're moving and you're moving and you're moving, but you're like a car that's missing a part, and sooner or later it's going to collapse and fall apart. Not like you're going to break down or help, but I just don't feel like you can keep this up without experiencing some serious frustration and agitated situation. So I really want you to I would encourage you to sit down and really, really think about how can you make a plan for your health and what decision are you going to make about you and your relationship. Are you going to give this relationship all you got? Are you going to be willing to accept your partner even though they don't accept you? Can you accept them for not accepting you? Can you still enjoy who they are?
You told me this before, Adam, and it's like I'm really trying, but there's a part of my ego that I'm, like, battling with, and I actually have started therapy about 3 months ago, and I'm also doing a meeting with an intuitive person that I work with, and so I'm trying, but it's like ego. It's all ego.
I get it. But you need to just make a decision, either be surrendered or move on, because being in that lukewarm place is just is coming up in the reading. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for the atmosphere of the space. But you really want to make a decision based on truth, based on your heart, based on what is really good for both of y'all, and think long term, okay? Okay, Shakira?
Thank
you. I look forward to meeting you one day in person. So all the best and everything, and I look forward to that conversation.
I'll be that little 5 point. I'll be that little 5 point to hopefully get to meet you soon.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it. Thank you for sharing your evening with us. Have a great night.
You too. Same to you.
All right. And our last caller for the night, the last 4 digits are 4238. Caller, the last 4 digits, 4238. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jasmine. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. My daughter lives in Atlanta. I love Atlanta. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say your number is on how hard to try it for me to sense a community?
Well, I would probably give it a 7. I'm kind of a bit of a loner, so, and I've always been that way, so I'm kind of starting to realize that it's okay to let people in, and as long as they're the right kind of people, because I kind of feel like I became this way because I had the wrong type of people around me. So I'm kind of going through this thing right now where I'm actually enjoying meeting new people and just, you know, being comfortable, just kind of getting out of my loner mindset.
Well, I had a woman earlier that was talking about that too. So I know that it takes an effort, but I think the rewards that you'll reap will, you know, will overflow for you. And I think they'll outweigh everything that you were talking about. I pulled this interesting card for you, and it said that there's some darkness around you. Like, it seems like no matter where you turn, there's been some kind of difficulty, okay, that things getting a little difficult for you. And sometimes it seems like you've had a feeling like life isn't unfair, you know, like you're getting dumped on or something like that. And it's not your imagination. It seems like there's some really real uncertainty around you. Are you going through something that's real fearful right now or real confusing?
I'm going through a divorce.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I've accepted it, mm-hmm. but it's just, you know, he's just kind of being kind of nasty, and that's all.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, yeah, so it's not of your own making. It's real what's going on. So right now, it's what Spirit is telling me is don't let your emotions take over on this. It's real important that you step into your left brain thinking to compartmentalize things. You know, you've got work to do at your job. You have certain obligations you have to do, and to fall into that fear-based stuff with and listening to what he's jumping around about is not going to behoove you. So it's real important that you stay real focused. And that you, what's going to happen, your inner resources are going to start to rise now, and a lot of courage is going to come, and that's going to be coming from the way you carry yourself and your potential right now. So let that courage come out, okay? So don't be swayed by your emotions and all this stuff. And I think if you step into that place, you're going to be able to balance yourself and, you know, and develop this real impartial, open-minded attitude. And you're going to be able to persevere through all this stuff without even, you know, skipping a beat. So I know that it's almost over right now. But I think it's real important that you stand in God's grace. You know, you stand to be the strong woman that you are. Does that feel okay to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good, good. How about you, Adam? Because I want you to finish off and let's have enough time to finish with Jasmine.
Well, you know what? Hey, Jasmine, I'm really getting, you know, a very strong reading about you putting your focus, really letting whatever be with the divorce be, accepting whatever decisions are going to be made legally. But you making your primary objective right now, your focus right now is on your role as a mother and your role as taking care of your material life, business, work, career, finances. Those should be the two things that you should give your most undivided attention and energy to right now. And whatever's going to happen with divorce, just let it happen. I'm not telling you just to give up and just whatever, like just, you know, just be taken advantage of through the court system or through whatever illegal is happening. But what I am saying is put your effort and your energy towards making sure that you're fulfilling your role as mother, and you're fulfilling your role as bettering your future financial state and your children's financial state.
And that's exactly what I'm doing.
And not getting caught up in the drama of all the legality stuff or the threats or what other people are saying about you, and just say, tune all that out. Don't get caught in like, don't let the emotion get to it, and do exactly what you're doing because you're on the right path. And I'm saying you come out of this with such a beautiful testimony about a person who created wealth for themselves, a person who opened up channels for themselves. I'm seeing you come out of this with such a wonderful dynamic relationship with your children, their future success, and just beautiful all around. And I'm also seeing in the future, I'm seeing a beautiful co-parenting partnership with the individual you're going through a divorce with. Even though there's going to be a time of some separation, you may not be talking, you may not be able to see each other and feel comfortable with each other's presence. But in the future, as you go about your focus on your success and you move on, they're going to come around, and I am seeing both of y'all in happy, healthy, beautiful, happy, peaceful places.
Thank you.
So I would encourage you, just don't get caught up in the nastiness of the legalities now. Just whatever is required of you, just do it. Okay?
Got it.
All right, Jasmine. Thank you for sharing your evening with us, and we'll look forward to hearing the update.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right, Patsy, well, that was a wonderful show. We're out of time. I've enjoyed listening to our conversation on community. I've enjoyed listening to your reading. Before we go, Patsy, do you have any one word for me?
One word? My warm words are
either for me or a reading or a card for me.
Well, I've got a final quotation that I can share, and it says, we all have known the long loneliness, and we have learned that the only solution is love, and that love comes with community. And Adam, you are such a leader in your community, and don't you ever forget how important you are to those people and how important it is that you have them with you. It goes both ways. So you are a love of my life, you know that. So keep on loving, babe.
Patsy, and very, very much likewise. Well, that was a beautiful quote. This is a beautiful show. Thank you all for sharing your evening with us, and we look forward to being back on the air with you next Thursday at 9 p.m. Tell a friend, have them call in, and we look forward to sharing the love. Make sure that you put forth the effort to find yourself a community, maintain community, establish community, whatever you got to do to get your support system to help you continue to evolve and grow. Much love and light and progress to you all. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.